In the 8th century BC, the prophet Isaiah penned the following prophecy. He wrote, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence, as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Through the prophet Isaiah, God made a promise to his people, a promise that a child would be born, a son would be given, a promise a Messiah, a Savior, was coming into the world. For hundreds of years, the world awaited the coming of the Promised One. They awaited his holy birth. They awaited the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Prince of Peace. They awaited the Messiah, the Promised One, to come and set his people free. Free from sin, free from the curse, and free from oppression. In Isaiah 61, the prophet states, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn." The desire of their hearts, God's people, was the Messiah, coming to fulfill his promise, coming to set them and to set us free.